Blackstone Audio presents Racing the Devil, a Jared McKean Mystery, by Jaden Terrell. This book is read by Nick Sullivan. Dedicated to Chester Campbell, mentor, critique partner, friend. Chapter 1. Even in the dim light of the bar, I could see the bruises. Beginning just below one eye, they spread down the side of her face and neck, tinged the blue rose tattoo above the swell of her left breast, and seeped beneath the plunging neckline of her scarlet halter. She paused inside the door, hugging herself. Her gaze swept the room, lit briefly on one face, then another, looking for something or someone, or maybe for someone's absence. I looked away before she could catch me staring, and when I glanced up again, she had squeezed onto a slick red stool between two beefy bikers whose low-slung jeans revealed the top third of their buttocks. One of the bikers tilted his head toward her, murmured something I couldn't hear. She flinched and drew in a ragged breath, said something that made him scowl and turn back to his drink. Then Danny, the bartender, brought her an amber liquid over ice, and she hunched over the laminated bar, stirring her drink with one finger. The fingertips of her other hand rubbed gingerly at her cheek. She flicked her tongue across a split in her lower lip and blinked hard. "Not my problem," I told myself, even as my hand tightened around my glass. There were 1,000 reasons why a woman might come to a bar with bruises on her cheeks and tears in her eyes. Not all of them involved some jerk with a sour temper and heavy fists. I tore my gaze away and told myself again, "Not my problem." It was a sweltering June night, and I was sweating my cojones off at a corner table of the first edition bar and grill, and trying to forget that Maria, my wife of 13 years, was spending her first anniversary with a man who wasn't me. We'd married young, 2 weeks after my 21st birthday, and while my mind understood what had gone wrong, the rest of me still felt like someone had thrown a bag over my head and scraped me raw with a cheese grater. She'd waited a decent year before remarrying, but it wasn't long enough to keep my heart from aching like a broken tooth whenever I imagined D.W.'s hands on her, his mouth against hers. A quavering voice interrupted my darkening fantasies.
"Hey, cowboy, buy a girl a beer?"
I looked up to see the woman in the scarlet halter top.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?